big changes happening over at Nike this week.
Yeah.
Like shake up to the top, kind of big.
Yeah, pre-major.
John Donahoe had a CEO. Mm-hmm. And back in the game.
Back from retirement.
Elliot Hill.
You don't see that every day.
Yeah, not exactly, yeah. Not your average CEO, switcheroo. So Dunho's time, I mean, it wasn't exactly.
It wasn't all smooth sailing.
No.
Yeah.
He was there through some, I mean, navigating the pandemic. Not exactly.
Still going on a cakewalk.
Right.
But those recent sales figures.
Yeah, not pretty.
Have been less than stellar, let's just say.
WebPro News was reporting a 2.9% drop.
Oh, yeah.
Last quarter. Same store sales.
Yeah.
And for Nike, that's.
Yeah. For a company of that size.
Yeah, that's saying something.
Yeah, it's a little more than a blip on the radar. Yeah, it suggests something's not quite clicking with their strategy.
And it's not just the numbers, is it? I mean, WebPro News, they hinted at some, you know, rumblings within Nike.
Yeah, some internal friction.
Like maybe Donahoe was taking them?
Not quite the right direction, some would say.
In a direction they didn't love.
Mm-hmm.
Like they lost sight of kind of, you know, what made them special.
It's interesting because his background, right? Donahoe.
Yeah.
Completely different world.
eBay.
CEO of eBay. Data-driven decisions, systems, e-commerce. Like,
yeah.
The whole, very different from how Nike made its name. Oof. Athlete endorsements, brand storytelling.
Yeah, that cool factor. You can't.
Yeah, you can't quantify that.
So are we talking like a clash of cultures? Silicon Valley versus, you know, like the heart and soul of sportswear.
100%. And I think we see it in some of the decisions that were made, right? Like scaling back those partnerships.
Right.
Cutting ties with Foot Locker. Big one.
That Foot Locker situation.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
For those who maybe missed that whole thing, can we break down why that was so crucial for Nike?
Yeah. So Foot Locker, it wasn't just about moving product for Nike. It was the experience.
Right.
You walk into a Foot Locker. Right.
Yeah.
And you see those shoes. You maybe even talk to someone who knows their stuff. Right.
Yeah.
You don't get that online.
You don't get that online.
You don't.
Yeah.
And so I think by going so direct to consumer, Donahoe maybe missed how important that is for the brand.
Right. It's that feeling of like, I don't know, like exclusivity.
And like the culture. Yeah. It's like you're buying into more. It's not just clicking add to cart.
It's not just a transaction.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a story there.
So then comes Elliot Hill. Steps back in.
Yeah, the prodigal son returns.
Why him? Why now? What makes him?
Well, if Donahoe was the outsider, Hill is about as Nike as you can get.
Right.
32 years, various leadership roles, president of the consumer and marketplace. This is someone who gets Nike.
He's been there. He's seen it all.
He bleeds Nike.
Back to the future, right?
Right.
Like the old guard's back. But it's not like he's walking into...
Oh, he's got his work cut out for him.
Yeah, this is not...
It's not an easy time.
No victory lap here. So what are some of the things he's got to tackle right out the gate?
Well, I mean, just look at retail.
Yeah, it's a whole new world. It's like nothing we've ever seen.
Yeah, it's changed so much.
It changes every day, practically. And, you know, Donahoe alienated some folks, right?
Maybe with the whole, like, cutting ties and...
Yeah, and those partnerships are important. So he's got to smooth some feathers, figure out how to, you know... Get everyone back on the same page.
Without, like, totally abandoning what Donahoe built up, right? Because you can't just, like...
You can't just scrap the online stuff.
Throw it all away. No one's going back to... I mean, some people.
I mean, come on.
But it's not like everyone's going back to, you know...
It's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
Meeting people where they are.
And then on top of that, he's got to keep Nike.
Keep it fresh.
Relevant.
Yeah, they can't just keep re-releasing Jordans. I mean, they're great.
They're classics for a reason. But
you got to innovate. You got to bring in the next generation.
Especially because now it's not just about.
It's not just about the shoes.
Yeah, the look.
They're like paintability.
That's a big one now.
Yeah. How are they doing with that?
I mean, that's the million-dollar question. They're trying.
Right.
They are making an effort, but there's always room for improvement. And consumers know that.
Yeah, they're savvy.
They are. And they're demanding it more and more. So Hill's got to show them that he gets it, you know?
It's like this balancing act. You got to keep investors happy.
Right.
Keep the brand fresh, get new customers. And oh, by the way.
Save the planet.
Be sustainable. Like, no pressure. Right?
Right. Piece of cake.
Based on like what you know of him, you think he can handle it?
I think his track record speaks for itself. I mean, he was there for some pretty massive growth at Nike.
Right.
And with Jordan Brand. Well, so he knows what it takes to, you know, steer the ship.
So paint me a picture. Let's say he nails it.
Okay.
5 years down the line, what does that look like?
I think we're going to see a real return to what made Nike Nike, right? You're going to see the storytelling, the emotion in their marketing.
Yeah, less like data and more like...
Yeah, more heart, more soul. Partnerships that make sense. Athletes that people actually connect with.
Right, not just like whoever's got the most
Instagram
followers.
It's got to be authentic. And of course, the product has to be there.
Yeah, it's got to be those shoes that you
have it.
Yeah, that you see it and you're like, I need those.
Exactly.
And what about retail? Like in this fantasy world where...
I think we're going to see them repairing those relationships that maybe got a little strained.
You'll see more focus on those in-person experiences that you can only get at a store.
Like special releases and...
Yeah.
Right.
Limited edition stuff, collaborations, pop-up shops. You know, make it an event.
Yeah, make it exciting.
Exactly. Remind people why they fell in love with Nike in the first place.
It's like you got to remind them.
It's not just about being everywhere. It's about being special.
Yeah.
And sure, the online stuff is still going to be there, but it's got to work with the in-person, not against it.
Find that synergy.
Exactly.
So how do we, you know, us regular folks who aren't on Wall Street, how do we know if Hill's strategy is working? What should we be paying attention to?
Earnings calls. Always a good bet.
Okay.
You know, listen to how they're talking about their plans. Are they still all about that direct-to-consumer game, or are they maybe... You know, shifting back a bit.
Like back to partnerships and...
Yeah, finding more balance.
Okay.
It's all about reading between the lines.
Yeah, like those subtle hints.
Exactly. Mm. And watch the marketing.
Okay.
What are they putting out there?
Right.
Is it all like, you know, throwbacks and nostalgia? Or are they trying new stuff, new faces, new messages?
Trying to appeal to like...
I gotta stay fresh.
Yeah, that younger demographic.
It's a tough needle to thread.
Yeah, because you don't want to alienate the people who've been with you forever.
Right. Got to respect the OGs.
Yeah.
But you got to bring in the new blood too.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that when you think about it, right? Like we're talking about this company, their decisions, their struggles even.
Yeah. Behind the scenes stuff.
Right. Does that change how you see Nike?
Oh, 100%. I mean, at least for me, it does.
Yeah.
Because I'm holding on to my wallet a little differently now. You know, like before it was just like, oh, Nike, they're the best.
Right.
But now it's like, okay, let's see what you're really about.
Exactly. And that's the thing, right? These brands, they're not just logos. They're made up of people making choices.
Right.
Sometimes good, sometimes not so good.
They're human.
Exactly. With all the messiness that comes with that.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens.
Absolutely. It's going to be a wild ride. I'm strapped in.
Me too. Thanks for taking it with us today. This has been really eye-opening.
My pleasure. Always up for a good deep dive.